A child knows. Oh, yes, a child knows. And if we can recognize that a child knows, then we know. For whatever a child knows, we know. Whatever a child thinks, we think. Whatever a child is, we are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. A child knows, and a child knows very well. How well do we know what we know? We oftentimes think we have to learn, we have to be educated, we have to go through all sorts of systems to come to an understanding. But in truth, a child doesn't do that. A child already knows. Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And in saying that, he was talking about the innocence of the child, the ability of the child to be so untouched by the world about him and aware of all things. Little children survive beautifully. They get along just wonderfully. Somehow they come through the most hair-raising adventures, and they come through just beautiful. But the little children do that because they do not have an adult around to say, it's difficult, it's hard, it's tough, it's something that is not going to be easy for you to do, it's something that's going to be limiting for you, something that's going to be a challenge for you. Little children just sense it and know it. Now, we feel we must guide them. And in a way, perhaps that's a good idea. It sort of speeds things up, you might say. But how are we guiding them? Are we guiding them aware of their intuitive knowing? Are we guiding them aware of their inner self, of their inner beingness, of their inner awareness of who they are? Why did Jesus say, "Let the little children come unto me"? Why did he say that? Theoretically, Jesus was all knowledge. Jesus was the infinite one. Jesus was fantastic and a very illumined being. And why would he want little children around him who were a bunch of little scatterbrains and a bunch of little nonsense guys? Well, because they were not scatterbrains and they were not nonsense guys. The little children that came to him, and that could be up to the age of 13 or better, but these were the little children who had not been told that they can't do things, that they didn't know things, that they were stupid. These are little children that experiment and try it out for themselves and listened to themselves and heard for themselves. And in this hearing, they knew a great wisdom was before them. A great wisdom was showering through their life and through their world. And they loved it. Oh, dear, did they love it. They thought that was just the greatest thing in the world. If we could probe the mind of a child and know what he's thinking as he's in his play box, know what he's thinking as he's walking down the street looking at objects here and there, know what he's thinking as he's looking at the world and, so to speak, becoming aware of the world. Truly, he's not becoming aware of the world. Truly, the world is being revealed through him. And however the child looks at the world, however the child sees the world from within himself, that for him is how the world is. This is a gift that each of us would like to have. We'd each like to have the gift of being able to look within ourselves and see the world from our own inner awareness. But unfortunately, we tend to look at the world from the outer. We tend to look at the illusions that shower around us and tell us that they're reality, they're all that is. And truly, the all that is the divine that's within us, the oneness that's within us, the love that's within us, the greatness that's within us. Oh, yes, it's wonderful. We have the ability to perceive all knowledge. We have the ability to perceive all awareness because it's within us. We are now, you might say, learning tools which allow us to show outwardly what we know within ourselves. as a child learns language so he can speak so other people can understand him. Does the child already understand whatever he is? Yes. Is he learning languages so that he can tell others what he already knows? Yes. Is a child revealing from within the divinity that he is? Yes. This is the child that Jesus called upon. This is the child in all of us that still is in all of us, waiting to come forth and reveal itself and shine forth itself in all the majesty and all the magic and all the wonder that it is. And it's available now, as it is to the child. We have jaded it over with our knowingness from the physical universe, what we think is right and think is true and think is good. And when we go back to our original purity and integrity, we find that it sort of brushes aside a lot of those ideas that we have conceived as we went along in our life and thought were true. And the reality is, every man is good. Every being thinks good thoughts. Every act in the world is an act for goodness. Everything is that. Now, we have turned it around and said that it could be something else. Now, as a child, it's up to us to turn it around once again and see it as its reality is, and know that it is done right now, good, beautiful, and perfect, and there's nothing more. When we are aware that we are divine, when we are aware that we are children, when we are childlike in our thinking, innocent to the nth degree, we'll find that all the world shines forth to us, saying, "That's great. Go for it. That's really the truth. That's the reality. Anything else is a pure illusion that you can let go of and you don't have to hang on to ever again." Oh, yes, Jesus taught well and still teaching. And we are learning not to be aware of the outer, but to be aware of the inner. And being aware of the inner, we call forth all the goodness of the universe and let it shine out in our world in its most majestic and most beautiful way. And when we do that, it is done. Call this forth in your world now, as I am in mine, and watch the magic of all that is good be revealed in your life as it is in mine, and say, "I'm so happy." And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.